Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I know it's June 2nd outside, but finally the weather in Western New York here has started to turn for maybe more as the summer weather. How nice is it finally to be able to get out and enjoy instances of like walking your dog here?
Well, really nice, yeah. Yeah, I got actually waiting to get my boat in the water, so across the road there, I got a 33-foot boat I want to get sailing, and I haven't been out there yet. Gotta get out and sail.
I get that. You talk about your boat, trying to get that out. I mean, what are some of the other things that you've kind of had to put, you know, on hold because of the weather, whether it's been too cold or too wet?
Just basically the boat and that. You know, like taking the dog for a walk, even though it's raining out in my town. So, but not much. You know, I don't get out as much when it's raining. I stay in the house.
I know that coming up here tomorrow and Wednesday, there's also some concerns over wildfire smoke and all that stuff that's coming in. How much does that concern you with the fact that it comes in and maybe creates a little bit of an air hazard for people?
A little concerned. I do get asthma. I noticed last couple of years ago it came in, and I knew I was a little trouble breathing and that. I did notice this morning the east sky was pretty hazy. And when I go sailing, something like last couple summers, the west sky was just the storm, smoke coming out of the Canada there. We just made great sunsets, but it was really hazy for a good 3 months sometimes.
So you having your boat out here, you're out here at Outer Harbor quite a bit, right?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you make of the progress that's been happening down here in terms of making this a more accessible place for
amazing.
People?
We've been down here, and we've actually owned the China Light Yacht Club that's down here by Furman Boulevard. We came down in 1980, and there was nothing down here. And we developed that, RCR developed theirs, and First Buffalo, and we turned that whole inner harbor, that little channel, into our little safe harbor. So, and I guess what I'm thinking, they're thinking of putting some slips out here, because if what they plan for the First Buffalo, the Dales Marina, they're going to lose another, 20, 30 slips.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of boats want to go in the water.
I know that as we kind of look over here, they're still working on Wilkeson Point, but it looks like it's pretty much done. I mean, are you surprised that it's not open yet?
No, I know. I've been in construction. I was a structural engineer, and I know how long things take. So paperwork and permits and that. And doing a lot of landscaping stuff takes a lot longer than just getting one building up.
What have you made? I don't know if you've walked by it or you've sailed by it, but what do you make of what you see so far?
I think it's cool. I think it's cool. You know, it's like, I love to see it. You know, when I was here younger, that there was a restaurant and bar here that's gone, you know. Mm-hmm. And like, why did they put that over here? It's already, the infrastructure is here. You know, the plumbing and all the power was here for this building. They just decided not to use it. Hmm. But I'm not sure what they want to use this for. I noticed these holes here, borings to check the soils and that.
Okay. Very good. Anything else that you want to add on this nice and sunny day?
No, I just wish a little bit warmer.
I know it's June 2nd now, but finally it looks like the weather here in Western New York has started to turn for the best here. I mean, how nice is it to finally be able to get out and enjoy some of the nicer warm weather here in Western New York?
It's real nice. Really nice. Yeah.
Real good.
Finally.
We out here.
Enjoying the nature walk.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to just, I mean, with the weather, how wet, how colder it's been, has it been a burden in any way to, you know, for some, you know, something at home to back up plans or anything like that? I mean, how frustrating has it been?
Because it's been real frustrating because I can't clean my backyard. It got all the leaves and stuff in it.
Yeah, just being outside in general and being cooped up in a house. So, yeah, it's been a burden. So this is good right now.
Coming out here and enjoying a nice walk along the water is certainly nice, right? Maybe a little breezy still, but...
Yeah.
But we'll take the breeze versus over some snow.
Rain and the snow, yes, yeah.
Especially over the rain right now. Wet and cold, ain't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that in the next couple of days, there's concerns because some of the wildfires that are happening out in Western Canada that the smoke is going to come in. Is that a concern for you ladies at all in terms of just the way that the smoke comes in and maybe creates a little bit of an air hazard for people?
Yeah, now that you say it, yeah, because that's our breathing air. You know, I don't want to be breathing in no smoke and carbon dioxide and stuff like that. We have kids out here.
Yeah, issue, but I don't think it'll be too much of a big issue. We got a lot of open waters and stuff. Like, you know, right now it's not even that hot for it to, like, accumulate the air. It's a nice cold breeze, so...
Do you ladies frequent like the outer harbor here a lot? Is this a common area that you guys walk at all?
This
not
year
walk, but we come
here,
here,
yeah,
but not for a walk. Just opened this side up, I believe, so yeah.
Okay. What do you make of the progress down here and the way that it's kind of been a nice little hub for people to come walk their dogs or go bike
it's
riding?
So it's real peaceful.
It's better than Delaware Park. We just said that.
There's still some areas around here that are still, you know, under construction. I mean, what do you make of the progress that's kind of happening around here with some of that so far?
I like it. I mean, it would be nice when it's all done, but yeah. they opening up different spots that was closed last year. So, like I said, this side is nice right now.
And hopefully it's like when they all done, it's done for like the kids as well as it used to be. Yeah. Like the big park over there, I see they doing construction over there too, but...
Certainly, I know it's June 2nd, but finally the weather appears to have finally started to turn for the nicer, warmer summer weather. Just your thoughts in terms of being out here, being able to walk the doggo and enjoy the
weather. It's a great asset, complete great asset. It's, you know, this area was blocked off for the longest time, and now that it's open to the public, it's almost like being next to an ocean here.
How nice is it to be able to finally have this nice weather and maybe get some projects at home or wherever else done? I know that maybe the cold or the wet weather has pushed it off. Has there been anything in particular that you've been holding
on? Just yard work, you know, getting caught up with that. It's the same every year.
With the wildfire smoke that's, you know, burning out in Western Canada, smoke's coming back in here once again. I know we went through it last year, but does that concern you at all when it comes to the smoke coming in here, maybe providing some quality issues or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's, the bigger picture is that it's probably due to global warming. I mean, we didn't have these years ago. Hardly ever do I ever remember, and I'm 70 years old, do I remember having smoke from wildfires in Canada, you know?
I know. I mean, you made it sound pretty clear that you're down here pretty often. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
I mean, what do you make of the work that's gone on down here?
They're doing a great job. They have to maybe pay a little more attention to details. Sometimes you see garbage overflowing and stuff like that. Other than that, I think this year they're doing an exceptionally good job. It looks great.
Wilkeson Point is one area that they're still continuing to work on, and they haven't been able to open it up yet. But what do you make of what the plans are down there, if you're aware of?
So. Good. It's going to be a little restaurant, I believe, and snack bar, etc. And no, it's great. I'm glad that there was a little cargo container down there that was a beer shack, but it was like temporary. You know, this thing's going to be a permanent structure. It's great.
It's nice to have, you know, an option for people to come out here and more and enjoy the outdoor environment.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's like right here, you just get away from all the din of the city. I mean, as long as you're back here, you can't hear five, but up near five, it's a little noisy sometimes.
I know it's June 2nd, but finally it appears the weather here in Western New York has turned and we're starting to see some forecasted warmer weather. How nice is it for you guys to be out here lounging, enjoying the nice weather and enjoying the nice views, obviously, too.
It's just finally it's nice not to have rain, and we're dry and soaking in the sun.
Yeah, I got tired of sitting in the house. I mean, going stir crazy in the house was too much. So it's nice to get out and get a little sun and enjoy the nice weather.
Hey, you kind of led me to my next question here. Was there anything in particular because of the cold weather, because of the wet weather, that kind of had to back any certain projects that you're working on, any gardening stuff? I mean, was there anything in particular that kind of hampered the efforts because of the cold and the wet?
Definitely lawn work. My grass was like overgrown. The gardening's piled back. That's delayed.
The backyard is still a swamp. I don't think it'll dry out until August, so yeah, the rider wants a sink. So yeah, gardening, camping, we put a lot of stuff off. That kind of dampened it a little bit.
Now I know that today's a nice day, and then over the next coming days, there's going to be some concerns about the smoke from some of the wildfires in Western Canada. Does it concern you guys at all in terms of the smoke coming down and maybe hampering the air quality or anything like that?
Well, yeah, obviously. I don't know how much of a concern it's going to be to us. I haven't really been paying attention, to be honest, so I'm not sure how much it's going to affect us.
I think we've already had this a couple years ago with concerns with the wildfires. I don't know why they keep getting wildfires up there, but yeah, there's a little concern of breathing it in and, you know, just blocking the sun out. Finally, we're getting the sun and it's going to block it out a little bit. So yeah, we're back to that again.
Well, I mean, for you guys, I mean, how often do you come out here to the Outer Harbor to enjoy the nice weather?
Pretty frequently.
Pretty frequently?
Yeah, probably a couple times a week. Okay. Yeah, we come down.
What do you make of the changes that they've made down here and the alterations for people to access the water the way that, you know, they've kind of made it out to be?
I love it. I mean, we love the Terminal B now with that coming up and the pathways that they're making longer. It's nice.
Yeah, it's just nice that they're utilizing the waterfront, because there's other cities in New York that doesn't do this, like Rochester and that. They don't do anything with the waterfront there. So, yeah, it's nice that they're doing it down here.
One of the areas that is still under construction is Wilkeson Point, just down the way. I mean, what do you make of maybe what you've seen? I don't know if you've gotten the chance to walk by or hear about what's going on down there. But, you know, with what they had before compared to what they're going to have, what do you make?
I mean, it used to be fun the way it was, so I'm excited to see what they're going to bring to it now.
Yeah, we were riding our bikes last year when they were working on it, and the construction guy was kind of telling us what their plans were for down in there, and he says it's going to be nice. I'm surprised it's not done yet, but hopefully soon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.